Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. Our reading for today comes from the book of Romans, verses 1 through 7. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he, the governing authority, is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath, that is, judgment on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers, attending continually to this very thing. Render, therefore, to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. The central question we have is this: how are we to deal with those who have authority over us in life? The big idea in Romans 13 is this. There are a couple ideas that come out of the scriptures that are very useful for us to understand. They explain why we have trouble with our bosses and others who have authority over us. The Bible tells us that God teaches us through the problems in life, the things we consider trials and tribulation. Not only that, but God works these events through people he has brought into our lives. Those who win elections or who are appointed and provide governmental service are there for us. They serve God by serving us. When we resist authority, we get those trials and tribulations. But more than this, when we resist their authority, we are resisting God. If we want to honor God, we need to respect his ministers, those who serve us, and in so doing, serve our Heavenly Father. But you say, what if they are lousy servants of God? The answer is, our respect for them is not specifically for them, but for God himself. Honor authority because this honors our Heavenly Father. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at Historical Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104, near the Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Want additional information? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209.